Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Yeah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so good to see your smiling faces. Father, we love you so much. We are so excited to be in your presence and hear what you have to say to us tonight. Right now, we sanctify this room. We bless it. We ask you to overtake us. Have your way in this room tonight, Lord. We come hungry. We come thirsty. Lord, right now, I break off every distraction and every busyness and I heard tormenting spirit. We break that off right now in the name of Jesus. We release your peace into this place, into this house, into our hearts, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. As I was sitting with the Lord today, I sat in the chair. I was just going to have a little tea, and I was sitting with him and going to meditate and position my heart to receive from him. I was slowing myself down, and he reminded me of his yoke and his burden, which is there's no burden in Jesus. And I heard him say, my burdens are light, and I felt like a yoking or a re-yoking or an adjusting of the yoke of him and I as I sat in the chair for a few minutes and just worshiped him. And as I did, I felt his glory like wave out. And I started to ponder how easy his yoke is and his burden. You know, there's nothing like being yoked as one in him. And, many times we don't realize that we're carrying burdens. We're so used to them. It's like shoes that you've had for so long, and maybe you throw a little tape on them to get them to last a little longer or put an insole in, and really, have we outgrown those? Or is there an upgrade? And because we're putting Band-Aids on them and taping them up, are we actually putting limitations on what the Lord has for us? And I feel like this is the year we're entering into, and it's a now. We're already here. I don't care about 2021. My time frame in him is it's not subject to the calendar in the natural realm, but I feel like we're in a season of preparation and limitlessness in him, and I feel like he's going to show us the areas in our life that we've become so accustomed to, and how they're really limiting us from his fullness and the benefits he has for us. And he's been talking to me for weeks over this and preparing my heart, and I'm yielding to him for his truth. And so as I was, worshiping him today, just taking time out of the busyness of the day, choosing to sit down with him and rest in him, not to get anything, but just to be with him. And as I was doing that, I really felt like there's a challenge that he's offering us to overcome the obstacles. Now, I could have took my phone with and set it down on the chair, but I knew to leave it behind. You know, there's some things that the Lord's trying to impart into us and open up in us that already is imparted into us, but we're delaying it because of the busyness of the day. And many of us have been trained with our phones. They're so convenient, they're almost like a pacifier. And I was somewhere the other day and I didn't have my phone, and I don't remember why or whatever, and I remember I was waiting in line for something, and I had to wait, and my first reaction was get my phone out and entertain myself for 5 seconds or check my emails or go on Facebook. And when I knew I didn't have my phone, I listened to the Lord, and I thought, boy, I remember the day when I'd have a little book, like a little Derek Prince book in my purse, and I'd pull that out if I was waiting at an appointment instead of mindlessly flipping through, the media. And I'm telling you, I feel like we're in a season that's upon us where we have to sharpen our spiritual muscles, and we have to know the Word of God. And all this other stuff that's supposed to make our life easier has actually complicated the heck out of things. And the maintenance behind working all this stuff is, you know, too much. And I really feel like the Lord is saying, you know, give me your burdens. And when he says that, he's not just saying, give them to me for a minute. He's like, let me do something with this. Do you trust me? And so I'm excited for what the Lord is doing. And I really believe that tonight is an opportunity to cast your cares upon him. And you know, I've been releasing this word for a few weeks, I know for sure. Do you remember me saying about how God talks to me sometimes, and I'll see a vision or a picture? And remember the first time I saw it was in Colorado a few years back, and there was a lady who was trying to go up the mountain of God, but she had her kid on her back, and he was like in his 30s and had an adult diaper on, and you know, she was trying to go up this hill, this mountain to God, and you can't take your kids with you. And you remember me talking about that? And then, you know, that's been around for a long time. And then he released the word about your dogs. You know, you can't take your dog with you into the mountain of God. And I thought that was the strangest word I ever released. But I found out that, you know, two people for sure that I know of were struggling getting to the women's conference, and they had dog issues. And they were like, that was a word from God for me. And doesn't God always know best? And so sometimes it may seem stupid, you know, when a word is released that you're thinking, what? Well, today again, I saw the picture of us trying to go up the mountain of God. And I saw, I didn't see the person, I just saw it. And I thought, Lord, what are you saying? And what I saw was I saw somebody trying to go up the mountain of God, and they had their kid on their back again. And I was like, Lord, you know, hello. So I just started praying into it. And he started talking to me about his how hope. And I'm saying this now because I feel like there's going to be release while we worship him. So, you know, normally I don't really preach this early, but I feel like we're being set up, like he's staging our hearts for to receive or release as so we choose. And as I saw this person trying to go up the mountain of God into the presence, I saw this adult child on the back of the person, and the Lord told me, he said, that is human hope. And I'm like, oh, okay. He said, supernatural hope is different than human hope. I'm like, okay. And he's been talking to me that for weeks. And, you know, he told me supernatural hope comes through the Word of God and his promises. And so there's this disconnect going on that he's trying to get us to see. Because once we see it, we'll say yes and we'll agree to it because we know God's ways are higher. But and so I saw, you know, somebody, and this is for more than one person, but I'm just saying somebody, okay? This is really for the body of Christ. It's for every one of us. And I'm not singling out anybody except for myself, okay? And so, you know, my issues are not my kid, but there are other issues that I tend to take on going into the mountain of God. And God's trying to get us to be limitless in him and recognize the difference between human hope and supernatural hope. And sometimes we've been conditioned all our life. We were born into a fallen state. And so sin nature, you know, there's that seed inside of us. And you know, Paul talks about it. I do the things I don't want to do. The things I want to do, I don't do. Wretched man, you know. It's the same, but only it's with hope. He's dialing in hope tonight because we have hope that our kids will do well. We have hope that, you know, we're going to retire at a certain age. We have hope that, you know, there's going to be peace in our family. And those are natural hopes. We have hope that we're going to be promoted. We have hope that the project you're working on is going to come together in its fullness. But that hope is subpar. And it is is actually corrupt because it's of the flesh. And anything of the flesh reaps corruption. Whether you think it's good or dress it up or not, it still is fleshly hope. And so I feel like this is a season that we're entering in to understand his hope for us, which is supernatural. And I see often there's a limitation or a cut, like a veil of discouragement in the body of Christ because there's a lack of understanding of what God's word says. And we tend to measure our circumstances, which causes a limitation to be placed on us and keeps us in our natural hope, which is subpar to the kingdom of God. And so you'll see, hear me say, there's one kingdom in the kingdom of God and one foot in the kingdom of God, one foot in the natural. And when you walk like that, you won't go where you're supposed to go, because you're kind of you're like stagnant. And God is the God of breakthrough. Remember, he raised Jesus from the dead, from the ground. And so we have that same capability of tapping into his presence and power and walking supernaturally on earth. Not in earth, but on earth. And see, when we're in earth, it's different. It's like, you know, you are of the world. But when you are seated in heavenly places and you bring his presence into the realm, natural realm, it can't help but overtake the situation which was driving your life or your circumstances. Remember, light comes and darkness flees. Darkness is exposed. And so the kingdom of God is kingdom of light. He is light. He is. And so when we're in his presence or positioned in him, and there's many scriptures that talk about this. This is not some weird thing. This is how we were created. Remember, Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me to do, or I only do what I see my Father doing. You know, he lived a supernatural life as a man so that we could follow his example if we have been saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Because without the Spirit of Truth, head knowledge will only get you so far. Spirit of Truth leads and guides us into all truth. And so I feel like there's this unhooking, almost like a curtain opening up, where we are going to, and it's a year of acceleration. It's not a year of delay. Let's not go into the scheme of the enemy and profess what he's wanting us to see, because it's not true. None of this is true. You're the head. You walk in victory in Christ Jesus. Psalm 91, you're protected and blessed. And so there's this tug as we try to go up the mountain of God. You want to believe his promises, but you're looking into the natural. And what I mean by that, you're looking at the situation, and I'm going to tell you something. The enemy is going to continue to feed the lies. That's his job. And so if you're eating his lies, you kind of are taken out, because you got one foot in and one foot out. And you know, just like this year, this last year, we saw like a clear line that you either are for him or you're not. And we're seeing a lot of exposure, a lot of people saying, professing that, yes, Jesus is Lord, and then we're finding out that it's not true. They've renounced or walked away. And, you know, so we're going to see a lot more of this. But at the same time, it's not to cause people to stumble. It's to cause us to grow stronger. So when the winds blow and the storms come, our shutters will stay on, because they've been nailed in by Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes people don't understand when I say, you know, I see this picture. We're walking up the mountain of God, but, you know, you got this on your back. Jesus' burdens are light. There is no burden. He took all those burdens to the cross and released us out of captivity. If you're in captivity right now, and what I mean by that is, if there's something that you think about often, is there something that bugs you? That's captivity. Now, is there a measuring scale of, you know, well, this is only just a little captive, you know, or, you know, oh, I'm obsessed. It doesn't matter. Captivity is captivity. If you give him a little, the enemy, he will take it all if you let him. And so it's the same with Jesus. If you give him a little, he will take what you give him and he'll bless it. If you give him all, he'll take that all and he'll bless it. It's there's two camps, there's not three. And so when I say you got 1 foot in and 1 foot out, you know, that'll make you stumble. Because it's designed to. You can't walk in two kingdoms. You'll have delay and you'll stumble. And so there's a lot that the Lord is wanting us to understand. And I feel like we've been positioned to receive his revelation in truth. And as we worship, we come to worship him because he is the King of Kings. He is everything. He is the one true God. And I'll have no other gods before him. Now, I say that, but do I? You know, it reminds me of when I used to say, oh, yes, Jesus is first, my family second, and work is third. When, in fact, work was first, my family was second, and God was when I had time. You know, that's how my life used to be. Now, I believe that life and death is in the power of tongue. And so, you know, because I was professing that, did it happen? I don't know. I'll see it when the tapes roll, when I go home. But what I'm saying is, I feel like some of the stuff we're carrying, we don't even realize we're carrying. And that's not how the kingdom operates. And so, you know, the enemy has been hitting at our identity for so many years, ever since, well, let's just be honest, since he deceived Adam and Eve. And so he hasn't stopped doing that. In fact, we see increase because people have yielded to the deception to the point where we now have, well, we don't know what they are. Well, I know what they are. They're a man or a woman, but, you know, they don't know what they are. They got deceived. You think they want to be like that? No. They open the door a little and a little more and a little more. Now, it can happen to any one of us in a different area. And so I feel like there's this, you know, and are we judging them? Check your hearts. You know, check your hearts. There's no room for judgment. Judgment went on the cross as well. And so, and they're going to be coming through those doors. I've been proclaiming they're coming through these doors, and they're coming through these doors. I don't know when, but our hearts need to be ready, and they need to know the love of Christ because they've been deceived so long. They're dry and thirsty, and we want them to be instantly healed and on fire for Jesus. They don't have to go through training. None of us do. If you say yes to Jesus, you're in. You don't have to pay. You don't have to do nothing. And so some people make a club out of it or whatever. We're not into that. It's all Jesus or nothing. And so I feel like God is exposing the little hidden foxes that cause us to get distracted. I also feel like there's such a grace to recognize these little foxes and recalculate in him. Now, when we recognize the foxes, it's up to us to justify, it's not that bad, or, you know, I'm really not doing it that often, or I don't think that way all the time. Or when we get convicted from the Holy Ghost, oh, Lord, I'm a wreck. You're right. I am carrying this. I didn't even know it. I've been doing it all my life. Help me, Jesus. And see, it's not our job to fix ourselves. And that's where many people stumble too, because they flesh out then, and it becomes a work of the flesh. It's only by the Spirit of the living God that we ever can get anything right. And it's through the exchange of knowing, having a hope in him and his word over what we've been taught, that we know he's going to work it out for his glory and for our goodness. If we release it to him or just say, I don't get it, you got to help me. When you talk like that to him, he's obligated because he's your dad. And he sent his son, your brother, to redeem you from the curse. So if you recognize there's corruption in your life, you don't have to fix it because you can't, or you would have. But we go to him and say, oh, Lord, I'm a mess in this area. And here's the thing. We've been taught to decorate and act like nothing. We're all, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. You know, we know how to put the church mask on. But see, there is no church mask with him. He knows all and sees all. You know, I shared this at the woman's retreat. You know, I saw the eye of the Lord come down on us in one of the services. It's frightening. I tremble, and it causes me to want to crawl under a chair because his conviction of his presence and glory is so strong. Now, at that moment, he knows all the time, but it's like there's a super magnifying glass on my life. And I'm like, oh, Lord, forgive me. You know, you just want to repent if there's anything to repent of. His presence is what changes us. It's not by doing works or working the next program or the next book that somebody gave you. And so I feel like there's great freedom and breakthrough that is being poured out continually. And so remember, the enemy is trying. His job is, if you say, let's just say you realize you were carrying this thing along for 100 years, and now you realize it's not of the Lord, and it's a work of the flesh. Lord, I'm so sorry. I want to just give this to you. I don't know what to do, but I know you do. And if you want it to live, you resurrect it. If it should die, let it die like a seed. And let him be Lord over it. And then the enemy's job is to say, are you sure you wanted to give that to him? You know, you've been working on this for a long time. Or, you know, what about this? That his job is to cause us to second guess what the Holy Ghost is trying to get us. And so my prayer is that we recognize, Holy Ghost, help me recognize when the enemy tries to come and deceive. Lord, Holy Ghost, help me recognize any deception in my life right now that I've eaten. Purge me, clean me, help me understand who I am in your kingdom and for what purpose you have me here for. And then help me focus on your purpose instead of decorating the house or cleaning the yard or any of that. That all gets done if he chooses to, but it's more about, we were created in his image for his good pleasure to do good works into the earth. And so oftentimes many people, you know, they live their life and never fulfill the promises that God put in them because they got distracted. And I feel like this is the year where every distraction, you know, last year we had many distractions taken away from us. You know, but I feel like we've adapted and not really dealt with a lot of the issues of the heart. You know, all the idols, the sports, your kids being in sports and, you know, movie theaters, everything was closed and taken away for a season. And some places it's still that way. But we've managed to replicate the comfort level by now streaming at home, checking out. You know, I think we've got more technology in the last 9 months than we, you know, there's a platform for everything right now so that you don't leave your home. Now, listen, it's okay to shut away in God. That's different. And see, this other thing is the counterfeit. And many people are worried and they're trying to prepare and do all this stuff, but it's a work of the flesh instead of what the Spirit is saying to do. And I'm going to tell you something. The greatest thing you can do is worship Jesus. When you worship him, you place a draw. Your fragrance goes up into the heavens. And he goes, whoa. And then he's like wooed by your heart. And then your heart connects to his, and then you're both wooed, and then whoa. So the distractions, stay inside. Stay inside God. You know, the counterfeit, stay inside. Stay inside God. Wear a mask. Proclaim his goodness into the earth. In your four walls, in your house, proclaim his goodness. Watch what happens to the atmosphere in your house.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.